Hi, welcome to Two Towns Over. This show is made possible by our patrons. If you want to monetarily support the show, we're at patreon.com/twotownsover. If you can't support us financially, then you can support us algorithmically by liking, rating, and sharing. Thanks. Enjoy the show.
So before we get started on this midweek, I do want to kind of give an update. I meant to do it at the end of the last episode, or which is actually the next episode. Leave me alone. Time sucks. So it is. I started to tell what's his name? Josh. That
that's me.
I spoke with Leanne. Yeah. And she said that her script that she's been researching is going to be a 3-part episode.
Yeah,
which throws us past the 100 mark, which we all know what 100 is going to be. And people in Discord now know. So if you join Discord, you have it up.
Did they figure it out? You keep saying we all know. Like, I fucking remember information like a normal person.
Yeah, if you go and look in Discord, I think it was Katie Reitzel figured it out. And I actually explained what all of my ramblings were. So if you go back and kind of look for... Look for Nicolas Cage, because that was the gif I used to point that she was correct.
I'm gonna look at it and feel so stupid for not remembering. I really am.
So all of that is to say that, you know, we did Ted Bundy. And for those of you, we're going to be doing the bombing of Black Wall Street is our next episode. And then we have two episodes before we get to our next major deep dive, which is another kind of heavy, heavy episode. So what we're going to do next 2 weeks, I'm actually going to have a fun 2-part episode. So it's going to kind of be like if we did Flat Earthers for 2 weeks instead of just one. We're just going to have some fun for 2 straight weeks.
Hell yeah.
And I'll go ahead and tell you, I have found a list of all the times the end of the world has been predicted.
Yes. And fucking cool. So, yes.
So we're just going to kind of go, and we'll probably the first episode will be all the way up to the 1900s.
What a treat.
And then the second half will just be the 1900s, because that's when everyone lost their fucking minds.
Oh,
so
yeah,
baby. Look forward to that, everybody. And then after that, we'll be, ironically enough, so in the same vein, I did not mean for that to happen. What the hell? I did not know my phone did that. Hold on. Sorry, because I broke my microphone while we were recording earlier, I'm having to do, oh shit. Hold on. Fuck. God. I know. Shut up, you bitch. Come on. Turn back on. There we go. You guys there?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry. So I was trying to get my fucking phone up and forgot, or I didn't know that if I shook my phone, it turns the flashlight on, and I'm having to hold the microphone with one hand.
Yeah, for real, please.
So delightful. When I brought up my phone and went to go turn the flashlight off, I turned my Bluetooth off, which made my headphone go dead, and it told me disconnected. Anyways, sorry. So
if you had bought a really cheap pair of headphones from Wish, it would have said disconnected.
I had a pair a long time ago.
Oh yeah, dude.
It had a strong Japanese accent.
I had one that was real bad. Like, we would all echolalia it back.
Yeah.
It was a speaker.
Yeah.
In my living room at my old house.
Yeah.
And every single time we would all do it back, like, in unison. It's very fun.
Yeah
the Bluetooth I use in my car, because I have a 2010 Chevy Impala, so it still has a CD player.
Doxed? You so doxed yourself?
How did I dox myself?
With the triangulation from Josh's earlier clues.
Yep.
And now
Yep. Now they're going to be able to figure out the distance that you are.
No,
they won't,
because I know that I know for an actual fact that there is another black Chevy Impala in my town. And you want to know how I know that? Because I was at Walmart and went to go get into my car and got into the wrong black Chevy Impala.
Nice. Classic. So,
anyways, my Bluetooth, whenever it turns on, it goes, Bluetooth connect.
Beautiful.
Connected.
Lovely.
Just connect. Oh, all right. So,
love it.
Anyway, so in that vein of keeping things lighthearted for the next few weeks, so the midweeks for the next couple of weeks are just going to be kind of fun. Not quite to the level of the big book of bullshit levels of fun, but, you know, we're just going to have some fun. And what I found literally about a few hours ago. Bullshit. I know, but we kind of went through all the good ones.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll give it time, and Ruben's short attention span and short memory will come into play, and I can go back and read the story of the man who jerked himself off with a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
No, see, the problem with ADHD memory is that I don't remember it, but when you mention a detail, it pops right back in there.
Yep. You'll read the first line and we'll all be like, oh, we did this on June 27th of 2022.
Yeah. It's like I need a certain amount of detail and then it's all there.
So what I found, it says 32, but I'm not going to do all 32, but it's why would you put that in writing? Photos that prove some people are the worst. And it's just like letters that were written to people and people took pictures of it. So some of them are funny. Some of them will aggravate you, but... here we go. So the first one is a person who absolutely has no shame in admitting what they did. And it was a birthday card and somebody had opened the birthday card and said, got put in the wrong mailbox, opened it because I got curious. Happy birthday.
Nice.
The next one, this aunt went off on her very pregnant niece's plan to name her baby Lilith. And it says, maybe just name her Lily Marie. Please pray about it. A namesake is more powerful than the most people know. She will have her namesake forever. I understand that you are good people, and you don't know the possible horrible negative spiritual effects of a name. I have heard many exorcists speak about this. Please talk to a good priest. Someday your daughter will come to you when she is grown and say, why did you ever name me after a demon? Even unintentionally, it can bring harm to your most beloved innocent child. I beg you, please be aware. Did you know that parents can curse their children and then they would need an exorcist to free the child from a curse?
We should have face cams. We should have face cams. I've been reacting to that this whole time.
Lilith as a namesake is not half as bad as some of the last names that I see people have at work.
Buddy.
What do you mean?
Wow. So glad you asked, Don. There is a family in this town that has the last name Cunt Raker.
Oh my god.
I don't know why they still have last name Cunt Raker.
When I worked at
that's a family-wide name change. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like, right.
Wow.
When I worked at Lockheed Martin one day, I saw someone whose first name was Shahid, and it was spelled Shitehead.
There's a guy.
Yeah.
A guy I know swears up and down he went to school with two people named Lamangelo and Arangelo. Orange and Lemongello.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So...
Cunt Raker, because we fucking mercilessly bullied a kid in school in like third grade whose name was Daryl Roundtree, and we just and he was like skinny and he ran a lot, so he just running around trees in our taunts it made him cry so many times. We were so mean. It was awful. Change that for your children. You have that power.
I had a
teacher.
You do
have that power.
I had a teacher when I was in Colorado. She taught one of my English classes, and her last name was Kuntz.
Yep.
Kuntz.
We had a Dean Kuntz.
Yep. So I remember the first day of class that we had with Miss Kuntz.
Yeah.
She, without a word, came in and wrote her name on the board, like many teachers do.
Mm-hmm.
And then she turned around and she looked at us so serious. She said, I know what it looks like. You know what it looks like. So just to get it out of our system, all at once together, we're going to read this exactly how it looks.
One, that's the best way to
two,
deal with it.
Three, and the whole class, Miss Cunts!
Thank God.
And, and she said, and that is the last time I hear that word out of any of you.
Yeah. Yes. That right there. Was she black?
No.
Damn.
No, she was redhead.
That's, hey, listen. That's some shit, like, hey, women will lead us into the future. Like, I'm not fucking around when I say that. Like, that's the best way to deal with it. It's yeah. just, hey, students, I know, I get it. I grew up, too. I was here, right here, when they called it out in class. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it one time. I'm going to give uh-huh. you one. You come at me with that second one, and we got a problem. Like, for real.
Those at Yulee High, the music teacher, when I was there, he taught band, guitar... Yeah. All that. Mr. Wood.
Yeah.
That poor man.
Yeah.
Because he would always be one of the teachers that was like watching over the hallways and stuff before class.
Yeah.
So it was everybody's favorite thing to do to go out of their way to walk past where Mr. Wood stood and say, "Morning, Wood."
Yeah. I missed Mr. Wood. I never got him as a I had Lombardi when I was at UC.
I loved that man so much. I was dating the drum major when he left the school.
Mm.
And because the way the dynamic is with a band teacher
I was
and
in band. I get it.
Drum major. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. He had asked her to come and help him get some of the last of the stuff onto yep. the moving truck and a couple other band kids.
For those of you who
so
don't know,
I got to go and help him.
The drum major is the captain of the marching band.
Yeah.
They're essentially the captain of the football team, but the band.
Yep.
We all either right, love so or hate them. There is no difference.
So yeah,
no
I got to be one of the last people that saw Mr. Wood before he moved.
That's good.
He was cool. A fucking sweetheart.
Band teachers are a gem. Almost yeah. all of them.
Yeah.
All right, so the next one is a picture from a restaurant delivery. It says, apparently the restaurant's called Sheets Freak. It says, "Sorry, we are out of salad needed for your order. We wouldn't leave you hanging, so we replaced it with nothing."
You might as well have just stopped that note halfway through.
You know what that is? That's a negative two on that equation instead of a negative one. That's what that is. That's like, oh, you've taken two things from me today.
Yeah. You took away from me the salad, and then you took away from me the hope of a replacement. Thank you.
So the next one is a Yelp review for an Italian
these
restaurant.
Are always great. The only thing better than Yelp reviews is Metacritic reviews.
Yep.
So it's a 1-star review. Says, "I'm giving 1 star because of the cheap management and customer service. I heard the food was very good, so I went to try. Me and the boyfriend got the calamari, spaghetti alle vongole, and gnocchi. All were very delicious. I was actually so impressed that when the manager came to ask us how everything tasted, I told her it was some of the best Italian food I've had, and I told her I'm going to post about it on Instagram, where I have over 11,000 followers, and a lot of them are in the Uh-oh. Area. She seemed very happy about it. I was wrong. I thought she would be grateful for the free advertising, but when the check came, there was literally no discount at all. I thought at least one of the entrees would be taken off, but they didn't even take off the calamari or even the drinks. I won't go back here because of this, which is a shame because the food was very good. The manager needs to understand how to treat customers."
I knew that's where this was
yeah,
going to go.
Yeah, as soon as you said Instagram, I was like, fuck.
I will say that there's like a 75% chance that that's satire.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and try to find deep dive.
I absolutely believe there are people who act like that, though.
Oh, yeah. The next one, this will make you... This will irritate you, Josh. This is from a landlord. It looks like a Reddit post.
Oh, boy.
Landlords only. "What's the best way you've managed to keep your tenant's security deposit? I was relying on keeping that money to get my car serviced, but the tenants have left the house in pristine condition. Any recommendations on what I could do to keep it? Thinking of maybe scratching the wood floor."
Yeah. I have seen this one. Again, possibly also satire. but there are a lot of landlords that are like that. That is executable behavior, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep.
That is drag you into the streets.
French Revolution style.
Uh-huh.
The next one is looks like it's a restaurant. It's just a sign on the drive-thru window saying, please be advised there is a charge of $1 for no ice in all iced beverages.
Yeah, that's a thing now.
Nigga, for what?
because they'll fill it up all the way, and they'll charge you an extra dollar
for a drink that costs 3 cents for them to give me anyway?
Uh-huh. Yep.
How about you eat my ass?
Accounting for the space displaced by all the ice. The only place that I understand an upcharge for that is like really pricey coffee places.
That makes sense, I guess.
Maybe, you know, hit me with an extra 50 cents if I say I want no ice in a big iced coffee. Because coffee is expensive.
Yeah. Soda costs cents on the dime to make. Like, it's nothing. Like, and it's charging you for dying faster. Like, we really fucking wilding out here.
Uh-huh.
So this next one, this dude bought an entire boat, watched his check get cashed, and then dared to send this text. Good morning. Could you do me a favor and please not deposit that check yet? My son and I were interested in a larger boat that has just become available. I can let you know by tomorrow, I believe, if we're going to purchase the other boat or stay with yours. Sorry for the inconvenience. Then the check got cashed and it says, I just noticed that the check was cashed. Please don't do anything until I talk to you. Thanks.
Wait, what?
So someone bought a boat.
Yeah.
And then he found another boat for a similar price, but it was a better buy.
Uh-huh.
And so he texted the guy that he already bought another boat from and was like, hey, wait, don't cash that check. I want to buy another boat, even though he already handed over the check, which is payment. And then he saw that the check was cashed, and he was like, wait, no!
People are so... What?
That one I fully believe.
Oh, yeah, fully.
That's some Facebook marketplace ass shit.
What the fuck? You don't get to... No, you...
That would be like if we sold someone, like when we go to move, if we sell this fucking table on Marketplace or something, and someone's like, I know that I already gave you $30 and took the table. I would like to return it and get my $30 back, please. And then we would be like...
No.
You can no longer message this account.
Exactly.
The fact that you think you would get $30 out of that just shows me how bougie you've become, Josh.
Yeah. Now that I don't have another person to support, it's only the finest things for me.
Mm-hmm. So I did not know this, but apparently in Germany there is a thing called Ruhezeit. Ruhezeit. Basically, German, it's German. Yeah, it's German for quiet hours. Apparently, between 10 o'clock p.m. and 6 a.m., you have to be quiet. You can't make noise outside. And it's very, very strictly enforced. But
good.
It's a letter by someone saying, stop walking barefoot. If you keep doing that and especially during the quiet periods, I will report you to the police for disturbance.
Eat a dick. Eat 10 dicks, in fact.
Consume a satchel of Richard's.
Richard doesn't deserve that treatment. Let's see.
There was picture of a teacher.
Ultimately, I agree with that type of rule. You know, 10 to 6 a.m. seems reasonable to me. If you want to have your music on inside your house, fine. Whatever. But noise ordinances are going to get locked down a little bit. You know what I mean? That's fine to me. Whatever. You can still have a party. You just can't disturb your neighbors. And I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is that other bullshit. Like, nah, it's just quiet enough for you to hear my footsteps. That's on you.
Right.
I had nothing to do with that shit. I'm just walking. Outside, also, fuck you. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
So, there's a picture of a teacher, a picture of a teacher who gave their student a zero because they turned in their test paper unstapled and actually wrote, turned in unstapled, zero. Don't worry, though. You still have time to bring your grade up.
My mother, bless her, would have been at the school so fast. So fast.
My mom also uses her Karen powers for good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit. Like, I've seen... There are levels of strict that you can agree and disagree with, for sure. That's stupid.
I did have a teacher. It was a... I think it was a journalism class where... she insisted on the first day of class that anything that we did for her in her class, or no, it was psychology, actually, sorry. Anything that we did in her class had to be submitted in legible cursive, or even if the information was correct and legible in print, she would count it as a zero. I failed that teacher's class because she said that shit and I said, bet. And then at the end of the year, this was the year of my God Bless America debacle.
Mm-hmm.
Miraculously, on my final report card for the year, that class was raised to a flat 60% passing grade because even though it was an elective, had I failed it, it would have reduced my GPA below the graduatable level.
Yeah.
And they did not want me at that school anymore after that point. So they went ahead and bumped that grade up to passing.
Yeah. That is a level of strict that I think is bullshit.
Yeah.
Because that's not possible for every student.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 30. I'm 31, and I regularly practice my handwriting. I do a lot of writing, both for my job and for my hobbies. Like... my handwriting is barely legible. And I found out the other day that if you have ADHD or some other neurodivergency, you can have this thing where written language is processed slightly differently. So like random, if you look at my scripts, random capitalizations, weird spacing, inconsistent like sentence, like punctuation and things,
mm-hmm.
is because I'm writing how I think, not how I talk or how I... communicate, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me, and your handwriting is often bad, and you like mix numbers and letters around sometimes. It's not dyslexia, but it's kind of similar.
Yeah. I can write in legible cursive.
Yeah. It takes effort. Capital E.
Yeah. But, you know, I was a rebel without a cause.
Well, yeah.
In, you know, 12th grade.
Of course.
So. Fucking, she said, everything you do in this class has to be this certain way. And I said, eat a dick.
Perfect voice, by the way. Yeah, for sure.
That reminds me, did you guys see the video I sent you the other night? Bo Burnham.
Was it a
video?
TikTok?
No, it was a full-blown YouTube video. It was called Bo Burnham's Warned Us the Whole Time, or Has Been Warning Us the Whole Time.
But I had that in my recommended.
Yeah, what it's was a it really about? Good video. Even Brandon, it basically talks about how even from the beginning of Bo Burnham, that basically all of his specials led up to Inside, and that Inside was actually the punchline to this 10, however, or 16, 14-year joke that it's all been about the internet and having an audience and living your life without an audience and all that.
People who are just now catching really on to that are
fucking I was just telling Ruben the other day,
different's
good,
they're not worse or better, they're just different than
I was just telling Ruben the other day about how back in like 2008 YouTube did a big event, YouTube Live.
Yeah.
And Bo Burnham's Welcome to YouTube was, and My Whole Family Thinks I'm Gay. You know, he got his start on YouTube. Those videos were very popular in the era of YouTube where the most subscribed channel was like Ryan Higa with 200,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
That was the biggest YouTube channel, period. Yeah. And Fred.
Back in the days of Charlie is So Cool, like.
Yeah, right.
Like.
Yeah, yeah. But one of the lyrics that he said in the song that he performed at YouTube Live was something to the effect of, because YouTube is one of the last bastions of uncensored speech, at least until it's privatized, was the final line of the song.
Yeah.
At YouTube Live.
I remember that. I remember that.
Uh-huh.
And like, damned if Google didn't buy him very shortly thereafter.
Yeah, dude, he was 18 years old in 2008, and he already had it. He knew.
Yeah. He's.
Did you hear what Google did either yesterday or the day before? YouTube Music, the employees of YouTube Music unionized.
I posted about it.
And while they were... While they were negotiating a contract, one guy was up and another person walked up to him and said, just stop. They just laid us all off.
Wow.
Yeah, they were in the process of getting like counsel help with forming the union. And a lady came up to this guy who was speaking and you just hear her say, they just laid us all off. And she says it again. And he looks at the council and he says, well, I guess we just all lost our jobs. And then the fucking bell dings for his time. And the council guy basically is like, I'm sorry, your time is up, but we will revisit this. Like, so I hope they actually do revisit it. Yeah, but
hopefully they get a chance mm-hmm. for like to sue that's or something, because that's union busting.
That's union busting straight up. That's been illegal.
Right.
So on the same thing, I'm going to give you guys.
This is why I'm starting to dress like we're in a cyberpunk dystopia, because the mega corporations are winning, left and right.
Mm-hmm.
I said I basically want to look like, I basically, what did I say on fucking Facebook not that long ago? Oh, damn it! I essentially want to look like a Jedi who's into Hong Kong Street Faction.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like.
So in the same vein, I'm going to give you guys a quiz question. This is from an HR training program. Which of the following items might help an HR professional drive employee retention and success? And there were three the options.
Whip.
A raise in pay, additional responsibilities, or a ping pong table.
The actual what HR genuinely believes is additional responsibilities.
Actually,
in practice, I know this one already. In practice, it's additional pay. The answer to the quiz is a ping pong table.
Yes,
I know that the answer to the quiz is a ping pong table. Yeah. But like
they believe B. It's actually A. They're gonna put C as the answer.
Yep.
But, yeah, so a raise in pay, the person marked as the answer, and it was incorrect. It says, often, when an employee leaves, it's not about the money. A good exit interview might help determine the real causes of employee discontent. Eat the rich,
it's
y'all.
It's always the pay.
Eat the rich. The problem is that it's not always the pay, but it is always the pay for people under a certain fucking pay margin.
Yeah.
If you work in a corporate job and you're comfortable and you're like, I like my job, I like what I'm doing. Like my dad has been in IT for 30 plus years. He likes what he does. It's exhausting and stressful, of course, but the only reason he's still with the company he's with is because every single time that he essentially was looking for a different career path option, to get basically a pay raise, coincidentally, right after every fucking major life event that me and my sister had growing up, like every pay raise and or promotion that he got at his job came at the cost of him having to spend a month or two looking actively for another job. And that's the only reason he's still with the company. And like, it's always about the fucking pay. It's always about the pay. If it's not about the pay, it's about how you're getting treated. Yep. Those are the only options.
And we'll end on a kind of a funny one because I don't want to rage quit.
I get heated.
This was left on someone's windshield. It was a piece of paper that says, "Attention, your gas guzzler kills. We have deflated one or more of your tires. You'll be angry, but don't take it personally. It's not you. It's your car. We did this because driving around urban areas in your massive vehicle has huge consequences for others. Get yourself a hybrid or an electric vehicle as they are more sustainable and make a positive impact on our environment. Until then, you will continue to suffer the consequences. Sorry, not sorry, the tire fighters."
This is one of those fuck both of you.
It depends on how they've deflated the tires to me. Because if I come out and my tire is flat but not cut, it's all gravy. That's 5 seconds. Whatever. I'll go to the nearest gas station with a working air pump. 75
on
cents.
A flat tire?
Yeah, fuck it. I'm poor. Like,
I'll fuck your rim up.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah.
It, not as much as, like, driving on the rim. Like, also, I have a pump in the car. And if you don't
I
have
mean,
a,
I,
you
I know, used to.
So, like,
but.
For me, realistically, the answer is 5 minutes of asking around if you don't have a pump and 3 minutes of inflating a tire if you do. But also maybe fuck off with that type of quote unquote activism. That's just being a nuisance.
Yeah, right. It's some nuisance activism is okay when it's like
the dude who's doing chalk paintings on sidewalks.
Yeah.
In wherever the fuck he is. I fuck with that guy.
Right.
That's bullshit, though. Come on.
Right.
Leaving passive-aggressive notes and deflating tires?
Generally, nuisance activism is not good when it's directed at an individual.
Yeah.
It needs to be directed at being a nuisance to infrastructure.
Yeah.
That's how you actually get awareness to a thing.
Spray paint a skyrise. Chalk beautiful chalk drawings on dilapidated street corners that haven't been cleaned and they have drug paraphernalia all over right. them. Like, clean up your city. Make it look pretty. Don't feed the homeless
shitty.
And get 93 fucking tickets and then have to sue the city so that they stop.
Right.
These things are important. These are nuisance activism that you can do right now and make a real difference.
But John...
Who gives a fuck, man?
Three streets over in
How do
your
you know
neighborhood?
That... Right. How do you know that high schooler didn't get that car from his granddad? That's the only fucking car he can buy right now. It's not necessarily his fault. I agree that gas guzzlers are bad.
Yeah, same.
I wish I could afford an electric vehicle right now. Like, I do
if,
not have the
if
scratch.
If you drive a Hummer point blank, I probably don't like you.
Yeah, fuck you, actually. For real. Actually.
Or if you go out of your way to get, like...
If you drive a lifted pickup and you don't have a job that requires you to have a lifted pickup...
Fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, like really.
Bonus fuck if you have a truck nuts.
If you have truck nuts, we got problems.
Yeah,
like,
that's on site.
Real issues.
I'm going to stand on business, on principle, at that point.
Oh, my God.
I have not seen truck nuts up here. I've seen a couple people with like Trump flags and wearing Trump
hats.
If
you're that motherfucker up in Camden who has the Hitler quote on the back of your car, if I ever see you in public, I will beat your ass down.
You know what? I'm gonna since we're on nuisance activism, I'm gonna propose something.
I mean, I will perform a citizen's arrest.
Legally, what I'm about to say is a joke. Anytime you're out in public, especially if you're in like a parking lot where a truck with truck nuts is unattended, when you see truck nuts, just carry around some bolt cutters, neuter them. Neuter the trucks.
Spay and neuter your trucks.
Exactly.
It's
all
make it's environmentally
bumper stickers
friendly.
To send out for free. That say, please spay and neuter the lifted truck population.
Maybe carry around a mask. Legally a joke.
A Bob Barker mask.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Oh, make business cards. It could be a whole thing.
So this is more for Josh than Ruben. But so I saw a thing the other day, Josh. Rolling Stone did their list of the top 10 greatest punk rock bands of all time.
Okay? Oh, no.
So in a world that features NoFX, fucking the Ramones, the Misfits, the Cramps, fucking Black Flag, who do you think Rolling Stone has as the number one greatest punk rock band of all time?
Green Day?
Yep.
God damn it. Oh, yep. No.
Yeah. What number was Blink 182?
They actually weren't on the list.
Ugh.
What's the list? Tell me the list. Fucking
Green Day.
I'll look it up later.
I would have to. Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. We didn't want to rage
quit.
So they
were better than the Ramones. Yeah, they're better than Ramones, better than the Misfits and Black Flag. Yeah, fucking Green Day.
Does Bad Religion rank?
They must.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they did.
That's like when that one time when Lil Wayne learned that Eminem wasn't on the fucking list.
Yeah.
Like, Eminem on the list?
One band that probably didn't rank that everybody should know is Fugazi.
I've heard of them. I don't think I've actually listened to them, though.
Everybody who has ever been in any kind of a punk scene has probably heard of Fugazi in passing, but they're
I know that word.
Iconic. Yeah. Well, Fugazi is a real word.
What does it mean?
Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I know it's like an Italian New Yorker thing, right?
Wolf of Wall Street?
Not Wolf of Wall Street. Like no, Fugazi. Fugazi.
Oh, no, Fugazi. It means it's not fucking real. It's imaginary. That's the
rappers
line,
use it a lot. So
the line from Wolf of Wall Street was, "It's a who's it? It's a what's it? It's never landed. It's not fucking real." That's the line.
Okay, gotcha. Heard. I we gotta look them up.
They're great.
I feel like.
All right, so I'm gonna wrap this up because this is actually getting to like full episode length, and these are supposed to be shorter. So,
whoops.
Again, not doing any housekeeping. Thank you guys for listening. You know the routines. We'll get back on track as soon as my life gets back on track again.
If you want to hear housekeeping, just go listen to any other episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're working on stuff, you know, it's happening. $20, new episodes. Yep. You get it.
Yep, bonus episodes, not just new, bonus.
And be good to yourselves.
Probably in the next few weeks we will be premiering a new third episode a week if I can get my ass in gear.
That
probably gonna do a bunch of that around when we do. Not really, because what I'll do it's not a lot as far as that goes. But probably we're gonna do some changing whenever we hit the 100th. Deep dive, which means you guys still need to go listen to those fucking
songs.
Music samples I sent you.
God, I'm sorry, Don. Yeah. I've been very, very stressed recently. That's on me.
I know the feeling. Don't worry. All right, guys. So thank you all so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.
Always remember, Father Donathan loves you. Bye.
Bye.
Yes.